What do you do when God releases you from someone you love or loved? Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Rising with Christian podcast, a place where women put down perfection and pick up tools for self-empowerment and personal clarity. Ladies, this is a space where you don't have to have it all together. On this podcast, we discuss topics like growing in faith, wellness tips, ways to develop your purpose, and ideal lifestyle. To my boss women who need to be refilled, the sister in need of direction, or the men dropping in to stand alongside us, I thank you for showing up. I'm your host, Christian B. Aaron, and let's rise together.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rising with Christian. I am just honored that you are rising with me today, whether you are on YouTube or you're watching on our podcast. This episode today, this spiritual talk, like, it really hit home with me. And like, this topic is real. The reality that there are people that we love in our life, that we have loved, that we've had some type of relationship, whether it's professional, whether it's biological, and we have to come to the day where God is like, I need for you to go your separate ways. And boy, does that hurt. Let us pray. God, oh, you are so real, Lord. You are real. There is nothing that we have to hide from you, God. And so today, even in our emotions, as we navigate certain seasons and peoples and thoughts and emotions, God, I pray that you just keep us in this place of safety, a place of healing, God, a place of nourishment. Lord God, that even when we have such conversations that we can pull on the fact that in the Bible, you said that you would bring a comforter, God. So just comfort all of those who are listening or may encounter such occurrences in the future. Lord God, just take over, get the glory, get the honor. I praise you. I lift up your holy name, and I pray this in your son's name. Amen. All right, guys, so let's get into it. All right. I do want to preface it by saying that this is not a video where I am going into the me, myself, and I phase where you just cut everybody off and there's absolutely no one in your circle and you're gonna do it all by yourself. I'm binding that spirit up because God created us to be in community and he created us to live and pray for and worship with and commune with one another. So I am not one that subscribes to that mindset. However, I will say that there are times and seasons and people that God has clearly told me to rid myself of, whether it's socially, whether it is mentally, like, just Christian, I need for you to separate yourself from this person. And so today we're talking about, what do you do when God tells you to leave someone you love? And I know that this is also very applicable to romantic relationships. Yes, I'm married, but listen, I've been there before. Well, I'm so in love. And I'm like, God, this is it. Lord, please make it work. Give me a sign. And he gives me a sign. And I'm like, give me another sign. Like, I don't like the first sign. And so whether it's, you know, you had a work bestie and y'all used to do everything together. You used to go to lunch. You used to text. You used to hang out. And now it's like, ooh, things have shifted. I want you to lean into that posture today. And I want you to prayerfully take away something that will help you navigate and disconnect in order for God to bring more into your life. All right, so let's get into it. How did we end up here? So just last week, I was getting my nails done at a new location, super excited. And the first thing that I noticed is that they had a bomb.com playlist. I don't know what music they were playing. It was a mixture of like jazz and like R&B, and I was just vibing. I even caught myself singing out loud, which is something I never do, but I was just totally in the moment, okay? And so halfway through, this song began to play, and I just kind of felt myself shrink. And I'm like, Christian, what song is this? What song is this? And I remember the lyrics, and it automatically brought me back to this place in my childhood where this family member will always play this song. And so when I hear this song, which is very sporadically, it always brings me back to that moment. And I began to yearn for not what is, but what could have been. And I began to stay in that place of nostalgia and just happiness and wow, you know, things were great and things were good. And God is like, Christian, I got you. And so he began to talk to me as I was getting my nails done, the importance of letting go of people that we love. And I will say that there have been people in my life where God is like, let them go. And it's been, I can count on one hand the amount of times that's happened. And then my flesh, right? Someone does something, says something, don't show up, don't support. I'm like, oh, I'm cutting them off. And God is like, no, we're not going to be petty. We're going to turn our cheeks 70 times seven. And you're going to learn patience. You're going to learn forgiveness. You're going to learn love. Like there is a lesson to be learned from every person in our life. And so, yes, there's been a few people that God has allowed me to cut off, and others where God is like, they still have a certain reach within my life. It may not be what it used to be. And I wanted to bring that up, although it's not here on my notes and I have them in front of me. I wanted to bring that up because we are in such a cancel culture. Like, we are in a society where, oh, this person doesn't like my picture. They don't follow me. They never do X, Y, and Z. And we automatically want to cancel them. But in my maturity in Christ, God has just revealed to me that people are sometimes in their own seasons. They're fighting their own battles. They're in their own obstacles. You think aesthetically that they are just so confident and have it together. But internally, they may be crying. They may be depressed. They may have suicidal ideations. And if this is so, I bind all of that up in the name of Jesus. But I have began to not become so offended, to not become so about me, but I've began to say the prayer, God revealed to me how it is to handle certain people. So I just want to say, yes, there are going to be some people that you love that God requires you to absolutely move on from. Stop communication or stop meeting in person or modify, right, the way in which you talk to them. And then there are just some people where God is like, give it time. I'm working on them through you. I'm working on you through them. Like however God wants to do it, God will be done. So I just wanted to preface that. So I am now going to provide, and I believe I wrote down 9 steps to help you walk away from a relationship, a person, a situation that is not benefiting your life spiritually, where God is like, this is the end. You must run and flee in order for you to survive. So the first thing that I wrote down is that when you're walking away from someone who you love, you have to have acceptance. The first thing is acceptance, acknowledging that this is a natural part of life's journey and growth. And you can only progress in what you accept. You can only heal from what you accept. You can only make the necessary course changes from what you accept. And denial is something that the enemy has us in so many ways. And so in order for you to say, hey, there's something not right with this relationship, I am feeling belittled, I am disrespected, I am put in harm's way, I am not valued, I am not loved, I am not cherished, you have to accept the fact that you are feeling that way. And one of the things that helped me with my acceptance is I went to therapy, or I talked to someone that is trusted where I can really just talk about my emotions and get it out there and navigate it emotionally. So first, y'all, you have to accept. The second thing is you have to trust in God. And I know that this is something that we talk about often, But if we're walking by faith, and if we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, we have to trust that this God who created the stars, the moon, who created us, who brought this person in our life, and who was leading them to exit our life, that he has our best interest at heart. Trusting meaning that you have faith that what is meant for you will come to you, and what is not meant for you will no longer be in your orbit. And honestly, trust, you can trust God and still have emotions that are left from that trust. You can trust God and say, oh, I know this is the best thing for me. However, I am going to mourn this relationship. I'm going to trust God despite the reaction of the emotion that I may receive. And that right there, when God can trust you in this area of relationships and navigating, then he can begin to trust you in other areas of your life. If he can trust you with this thing, our heart, right? Because letting go of people that we love is a heart thing. It's not just the mind. It's a heart thing. If he can trust you with your heart, then he said, I can trust you in other areas. And so we have to trust that God is in control, that what is meant for me is meant to be, like whoever is supposed to be in my circle will be there, and that you will give up control of trying to navigate and manipulate the people, places, and things in your life. Like, you truly surrender. Like, when you trust, you throw your hands up and you say, God, it's in your hands. Whatever the outcome is, I know. Like, I think about Jeremiah. It's like, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope in the future. Like, I know that God, it has something so much greater in this situation. So I'm going to walk and trust God even when I can't trace God. Amen. All right. So number three is, ooh, God, Holy Spirit, I need your help with this one. God gave me releasing yourself from titles. Okay, so with this particular family member that God truly released me from, and y'all, when I tell you, I tried and I tried and I tried and I've been over backwards and I tried and I tried and I just got hurt time and time and time again, to a point where I didn't even feel safe being in this person's presence because they just had that much anger and resentment towards me for whatever reason. I don't know, although I felt that I did everything God called me to do. But nonetheless, I had to release myself from this title. I was the blank in this person's life. For you, you may say, wow, I am the sister in this person's life. Wow, I am the brother, the cousin. I am the daughter. I am the son. I am the mother. I'm the father. I'm the aunt. I'm the neighbor. I'm the colleague that they always go to. Release yourself of titles, because holding on to a title and feeling that we have to fulfill this title till death and till misery and till, like, literally mental manipulation, like, no. God had to say, Christian, you did everything that you could. This person is your insert relationship, but I am their father. You may not no longer have access to them because I am releasing you from them, but I got them. So you have to release yourselves of titles. Like, I felt so guilty. There was guilt, there was shame, and there was even this muscle of resilience. Like, I have to make it work. I have to make it work. I have to make it work. They are my blank. And I'm like, I reached a point where God was like, they're your blank, but I'm your father. I'm your protector. I'm your Jehovah. I'm your provider. I'm your comforter. I'm your best friend. I'm your prayer warrior. Like, whatever title that you've given this person in your life, just know that there is God that can sustain not just that title and role that they had in your life, but even greater, we serve a limitless God. We serve a God that cannot be contained, that cannot be defined, like in just one attribute. So I just want someone who's listening to say, okay, God gave me this title, this connection with this person, but I'm going to trust the God that created me. I'm going to trust the God that brought us together, and even the God that maybe be asking or requiring us to separate and to go our separate ways. And so I think that is so important, because, you know, in manipulation, and even when the enemy tries to whisper into our ear, though, that's one of the tactics that he will use. What kind of cousin are you? What kind of friend are you? What kind of daughter are you? What kind of parent are you? But you have to recognize and realize that the Holy Spirit is your navigation. And there's been so many times in my life where God is like, turn left or turn right or stop or go. And it didn't make sense to me, but I did it my way. And then I ended up hurt or delayed, or I'm almost getting myself hurt. But I've just come to this spiritual maturity in my life that when God says to let something go, or when God says to that the season for this person in your life is up, then I have to be obedient to that. Why? Because God is 10 years ahead. God is 2 days ahead. God already knows their heart, their intention. He knows what's capable. He knows what's around the corner. So ask God to give you the wisdom to teach you the grace and to remind you of his mercy. And it doesn't mean that you can't wish this person well. It doesn't mean that you can't pray for this person if it falls in your heart, but it also doesn't mean that you have to be in proximity and in relationship and communication with them. So rid yourself of titles, all right? The fourth thing is self-love, recognizing the importance of prioritizing your own well-being and happiness, even if it means letting go of relationships that no longer serve you. Recently, I did a video on seasons, and one of the things that I learned while I was in college, when all of my friends were like falling away and acting quote unquote different on me, my mom revealed to me that people come and go according to seasons in your life. And so when you have self-love, when you know that you are worthy, that you are enough, that there is nothing more that you can do or give to a person, a situation, then you begin to say, it's nothing wrong with me. Like, you begin to defend yourself. You begin to say, yes, I can prioritize my mental health and I don't have to have guilt. I can say no and prioritize myself because I love myself and not have to be guilt shamed. And so self-love is so important. It is so, it has to be a foundation within your journey, because this journey gets rocky. And as Christians, as believers, especially as women, like, we will go above and beyond for somebody and at our own detriment. And God is like, no, I need for you to love yourself, because why? I love you. God sent his only begotten son that whosoever loveth him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God wants us to live a life of abundance, of happiness and joy and peace. And we deserve it. We deserve it. Because letting go of someone means that we get to gain something so much more. All right. So I hope this is making sense. Let's talk about divine timing. Number five, when you are letting go of someone you love, you have to trust in the divine timing of God. Trust that God has a plan, again, for everyone. And sometimes letting go is necessary for both parties to align with their higher purpose. Sometimes they have to release themselves from your life, not because of you, but because of the journey that God needs for them to go down. Maybe they're so dependent on you. Maybe they're so reliant on you. Maybe when they get in your presence, they forget who and whose they are. Maybe there's something about, I don't know, your light and your resilience that they just cannot tolerate. And so God may require you all to separate, not because, again, of how they've treated you, but because of what God needs to do in their life alone, isolated. And what's also important in the divine timing is there has been some people that I'm like, oh, this is it. Okay. We will never, ever talk. And then God brings that thing back around. And when he does, it's like nothing ever happened. It's like the friendship, the relationship is stronger. It has a better foundation. Like we both have grown. We both have been wise. And so again, trusting the divine timing of God, that God has a higher purpose and that there is absolutely nothing that happens in your life that is just by happenstance. It is ordained by God. The next, which is number six, is actually a posture, and it's gratitude. Gratitude, y'all. What are you grateful for? And gratitude allows you, in such a hard decision, to appreciate the lessons and the memories that this shared person you're letting go of allowed to come into your life. Gratitude, honestly, may come at a later phase where you look up one day and you're like, wow, I may not have talked to such and such in a while, but you know what? I'm grateful for the memories we had. I'm grateful for the insight that I gained. I'm grateful for the faith that was built from that relationship. I'm grateful for the scars that I've healed. You just begin to have this posture that truly everything works together for the good of those who love the Lord. That it may not have been, it may not have been ideal. It may not have been a perfect moment. It may not have been a perfect relationship. However, God, you allowed it to happen, so I'm going to see the good. And sometimes it is hard to see the good. It's like, what could I possibly pull from this relationship? This person has really just came in and destroyed my life, or they just brought so much negativity. And I just ask that you trust the process. You may not be there today, but as you continue to rise in God, rise in Christ, in your relationship, you continue to live life and allow the Holy Spirit to mold your heart and your mind, you'll begin to see a glimpse of light in the darkness. But again, if you're not there, show patience to yourself. Give yourself self-love. Give yourself a pat on the back, right? Like, you're doing the best you can. And one of the things that allow me, actually, I'm going to say this on the next one, because I think that what I was about to say is more relevant to this next point. So I would go on to say number seven is forgiveness. Forgiveness is releasing any resentment or bitterness towards the person you're letting go of. To forgive them, as well as forgive yourself of any perceived wrongdoings. Forgiveness is a journey and not a destination. It is a journey, it's not a destination. And so when you're talking about forgiveness, oftentimes we like to look at the person that caused harm, or that belittled us, or took away our self-love, or took away or tried to take away our power. And I just want you to know that forgiveness is a dual process. You're forgiving not only the person, but you're forgiving yourself. Because when you have gotten so close with someone, right, whether whoever you loved romantically, biologically, professionally, when you've gotten so close to that person and it dismantles, you begin to question, like, wow, how did I let this person get so close to me? How did I let down my guard? How did I end up in this situation? Like, how did I end up blinded? Why did I give them so many chances? And you begin to have like this dialogue with yourself that isn't necessarily helpful or fruitful. So yes, you have to forgive yourself. You have to give grace to yourself and mercy to yourself, just as well as the other person. But again, it is a journey, not a destination. And what I was going to say previously is one thing that helped me in my journey to forgiveness of this loved one is that I had to realize that this person loved me, interacted with me, communicated with me using the tools that they had. And we have to understand that everyone's tools in their tool bucket is different. This goes back to how were they raised? How did their parents talk to them? What was their upbringing? What was their neighborhood like? Were there people telling them that they can be whatever they wanted to be? Or was there a person that was belittling them, and now they're just causing this repetition in their lives unto others? And so this particular person, I pondered one day and I said, you know what? They did the very best that they could given the tools and the wisdom and the insight they had. They did the very best. And although I don't use that as an excuse, because I do believe that the tools are like an evolution that you're constantly learning and you're constantly growing and you're constantly trying to become your best self when you begin to add other tools to that box. However, this person gave up on life a long time ago. This person did not have mentors and positive influences. This person was raised by the streets and not God. And so their values and principles and communication is not the same. However, given the situation that they had, I said they did the best that they could. The same way that he's communicating with me now is how he communicated 10, 15 years ago. The same tools. Right. And so it's not to give a person an excuse, but then we also have to realize that we are not unfallible individuals, that we too are capable of error, that we sometimes get it wrong. We sometimes have to ask for forgiveness, even forgiveness unto ourselves. And so we're all striving to become our best selves. We're all striving for this godly excellence. And sometimes we get it wrong. However, when it becomes a pattern and a lifestyle, that's when you know, okay. And for me, God was like, it's time to go. Like, this person was not trying to change. This person was stuck in their ways. They didn't want to add new tools to their toolbox. They hurt themselves and others with these tools. And God was like, yeah, I give you permission to release yourself from this situation and this relationship. And so forgiveness is something that has allowed me to live life free of anger. Like, what forgiveness does to our body and our cells, like, it increases our blood pressure, like, it increases anxiety and stress, it affects our blood flow, it affects our endorphins. Like, there's so much chemically that unforgiveness does that I can't afford to not forgive somebody. Like, I can't afford to try to become my best self, knowing that there's anger and resentment that I am festering on day in and day out, that is now affecting my purpose and affecting my trust with others and affecting how I open up and affecting my ability to commune with others. Again, it's a journey. It took me a while to get here. However, you have to say, God, open up my mind, open up my heart, God. Teach me in your word. That's why it's so important to get in your word. God, teach me in your word how to navigate this. And then God will bring you to scriptures and he'll encourage you and he'll remind you that he is there, that he'll walk through the valleys with you and the mountains with you, and that his rod and staff will comfort you, and that you're more than a conqueror. Like, God wants you to get this thing right. He wants you to become your best whole self. But again, you must surrender and say, God, it's in your hands. It's above me. it's above me, Lord. You know, these emotions, they leading me in a path that is not ordained by you, God. Just take control. And guess what? God loves when you say, just take control. Just take over my heart. Take over my mind. Take over my texting. Take over my calls. God, just take over. God absolutely loved that. So the last two things, the first is spiritual growth. Number 8 is spiritual growth. When you let go of someone you love, you allow yourself the opportunity to grow spiritually, which is you embracing the opportunity for personal growth and evolution that comes from letting go of relationship, knowing that it opens space for new, more aligned connections to enter your life. Again, earlier I said that God created us to be in community. And so when God allows one person to leave, when one door closes, guess what? Truly, another one does open. And so when you are spiritually growing, you are allowing God to pour more into you. So again, you have to understand that you're not being spiritually attacked when a loved one has to go. You're not being spiritually depleted. Like, you are going to become your best whole self. Again, you may not feel like that now. Oh God, I just got a flashback to 16-year-old me, and oh, I'm so in love, and oh my gosh, like, oh, this is just the end of the world. And now I look back and I'm like, God, thank you for allowing me to spiritually grow and you to trust you, okay? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so the last thing is compassion. Walking away from someone that you love, knowing that this is what God has ordained, allows you to unlock a level of compassion like none other. And this process of letting go with compassion is not just for them, but for yourself and the other person. So both of you. And in this process, you understand that everyone is on their own journey of growth and discovery. Everyone has their own battles they're fighting. Everyone has their own means of communication. Everyone has like their own setbacks and their own, I would say, even demons that they're having to fight. And so compassion, like I think about, ooh, okay, Holy Spirit, you want me to share this? Okay, so I have a newsletter, and in the newsletter, like, I can see everyone that subscribed, and then so often you have people that unsubscribe. Now granted, these are people that I've interacted with, I've done conferences with, I've gone to school with, and so at this point it's just a few hundred, so it's not a ton of people. And most of them, like 90%, I know on a personal level. And so there's times where I go in and I can see that someone unsubscribed, and it's like, ooh, God has had to work on me, because I feel so rejected. I used to feel rejected. I used to feel like, why me? Like what is it about like my ministry? And I thought we were cool, and then I would go down this whole rabbit hole. But then God began to show me compassion for others, because he was like, all right, you feel like they're rejecting you. Then he brought me to a moment in my life where I rejected God. I wasn't spending time with God. I wasn't reading my word. I wasn't being obedient and heeding to the instructions. I wasn't putting God first. Like, I was scrolling before I was reading my word. Like, I wasn't in my devotionals, like I promised. I wasn't showing up on YouTube, guys. This is a huge one. I wasn't showing up on YouTube and my podcast like God told me to. Essentially, I was rejecting God. But then I thought about it, like, but God still loves me. He loves me so much that he's like, it's okay, Christian. Like, I still love you. I will still give you the anointing. I will still pour wisdom in your heart. Like, no matter what you did yesterday, my mercies for you will renew every single morning. And so that right there has just shifted my posture to have compassion on myself when I don't meet the mark, and for others when they don't meet the mark in my life. And so I just hope and pray that that compassion piece alone was something that can really carry you this week. So let's go into a question. This is tough, guys, but we can trust God with hard things. The question that I have is, what person, place, or thing is God asking you to separate yourself from? And if it's not a person, if no one comes to mind, if it's not someone you love, maybe it's something you love, Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a lifestyle choice. Maybe it is something that you do that does not glorify God that you love, that essentially is a relationship. And so what relationship, what partnership, what have you given your attention to that God is requiring you to rid yourself of? Yeah, that's tough. Ooh, that's tough. So tough that I'm about to pray for you. And so I just want you, before we go into prayer, hold your head up high. Like, when I tell you I trust God so much and I release everything to God, like there was a person in my life where like I would dream about them and I would just like go throughout the day and think about them. They consumed so much of my life. And God was like, Christian, let them go. Let them go. And there's a release on the other side. There's hope on the other side. There's community. There's people that embrace you, that see your value, that will bring out the best and not the worst. Y'all, one time I was in a Walmart parking lot and I had to be around 18 or 19 years old. And I was dating this guy. I was in a car with my mom. I said, Mom, pull over because I got to get something off my chest, y'all. I got out that car and I said what I had to say. Okay, let's just say I didn't curse. But I literally gave this person a piece of my mind. I got back in the car and my mom, with her classy self, she said, Christian, never let anyone or anything get you out of your character. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. There are some things and some people that has been getting you out of character. Maybe it's something that you've been watching on TV. Maybe it's something that you have been listening to in your ears and it's really like molding your posture and your walk with God. But whatever it is, it is time to let it go so that you can get back into the character that God has for you. Let us pray. Oh God, you are just so marvelous. You're so wonderful, God. I just thank you that we can trust you with the hard things. Lord, we know that you love to see us victorious, God. We know that you love to see us bountiful in joy and peace and happiness, God. But we also know that life sometimes brings us curveballs in people, places, and things. We know that every day, God, that we are battling in sin, God, trying to become closer to you, more like you in our thoughts, our speech, our actions, God. But more importantly, God, who we have in our circle, because we know that our circle influences, God. We know that our circle infiltrates, God. We know that our circle can really bring us closer to you or further away from you, God. So I just pray, Lord God, that you begin to give us insight, Lord. Insight of what it is that is hindering our relationship with you. What it is and who it is that is really holding us down, that is holding us captive, God, because you've created us to be free, God, and to soar high, to higher heights, God, to not be bound down by burdens and obstacles and people, God, but Lord God, to soar like wings on wings like eagles, God, to run and not grow weary, Lord, to walk and not faint. So God, I just thank you for people that are just aligning right now spiritually, God. I pray that you cover them. I pray that you keep them, God. I pray that you give them clarity and insight, God. I pray for their discernment, God. I pray that they have clarity and spend time with you, God, before they begin to test relationships and begin to have transparency, God. So Lord God, get the glory, get the honor, get the power, get our faith, God. Get us together, Holy Spirit. We pray all these things in your mighty son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. So who's excited to let some things go? Oh. Yes, I pray that, no, in all seriousness, I pray that God gives you strength, God gives you clarity, and that you continue to rise. Why? Because the world is waiting. All right. Be sure to like, subscribe, share this channel. Stay tuned, y'all, because we have so much more wisdom in store. I love y'all. Have a blessed day. Rise this week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rising with Christian podcast. There is someone you know who could be blessed by this episode, so share it with a friend. Be a blessing. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel.
All right, guys, have a wonderful week. And don't forget to rise today, because your future is now.